Okay, this is either a very clean database pitch or the most confident sentence on the internet. Fastest databases available in the cloud is doing a lot of work.
Yeah, the useful part is underneath that slogan. Vitess gives you explicit sharding so you can spread MySQL data across a bunch of nodes and still present one connection point through VT gate. That's real architecture, not just speed glitter.
I got snowed in by errands this morning in the most boring way possible. Forgot my charger, sat in traffic, and then spent 10 minutes looking for a coffee place that wasn't packed. Very glamorous life over here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's why I care about this. If a database vendor can take some of the scarier scaling and failover stuff off a team's plate, that changes what a product team can ship without staging a tiny rescue mission every week.
Right, but the trade-off is that Vitess is not a casual upgrade. You're buying into a shared nothing system with routing, shard management, and the discipline that comes with it. That's great when you actually need thousands of nodes and petabytes. It's less cute if your app is still figuring out whether it has 5 real tables or 6.
No way.
And the source does give one nice anchor there. Vitess was built at YouTube, then it's now used by places like Slack, HubSpot, GitHub, Etsy, Blizzard, Block, Bloomberg, Yelp. That at least tells me this is not some demoware abstraction. It's battle tested in ugly traffic patterns.
That part I buy more than the slogan. Also, the cursor quote is the kind of thing product people latch onto immediately, because millions of queries per second on hundreds of terabytes sounds like someone already did the terrifying version. What I like is the second half of the pitch too. PlanetScale Postgres starts at $5 a month, says it's fully managed, and keeps the developer experience front and center. That's a very different buyer than the huge sharded workload crowd, and I think that's smart.
It is, but I'd be careful not to mash those stories together too hard. The Postgres offering is about managed reliability and decent defaults. The Vitess story is about horizontal scale and routing complexity. Same company, very different pain points.
Thank you for refusing to let the marketing brochure become a personality.
Somebody has to do it. Also, the NVMe part matters more than the copy makes it sound. Fast local storage and high IOPS can absolutely change tail latency and write heavy workloads. But if your bottleneck is query design or bad indexes, no drive on earth is going to save you.
Right, and that's the practical filter. If you're running a serious product and the database is already the thing making the room tense, this looks interesting. If you're still early, I think the pitch should mostly read as, we'll be there when you outgrow the easy version.
Sure, but I do think the compliance angle is real too. Bring your own cloud and the availability zone failover story matter for teams that can't just shrug and move data around. That's boring infrastructure work, which is usually where the real budget goes.
Okay, so the actual argument is less database magic and more, we made the hard parts explicit and packaged the rest. That feels like a sane thing to sell, even if the headline is a little extra.
Very extra. But yeah, the architecture is the product here. If you need that shape, it's compelling. If you don't, it's just...
That is such an exploring next sentence, Cody. I'm going to pretend I'm not delighted by it. Anyway, I think I'm out of coffee and one charger down, which feels on brand for this whole conversation. All right, I'm calling it there before we start naming our tables out loud. This was weirdly the most database energy I've had all week, which is honestly rude.